CliffCentral.com.
Speaking of shows that are really, really good, to Jaco Voigt from Catalytic. He's the host of Unbundled, and we're going to talk a little bit about his show and what he's got coming up, and also some basic ideas, some tips, really, for businesses. Hey, Jaco, how are you?
Good morning. Good in everybody.
Lekker, man. Very, very good.
We are good.
So, Jaco, we obviously, we know people are going to listen to the show, and it's on a Tuesday, and you've got to make sure that you don't miss it. It's Unbundled. If you've missed any of the episodes, you can go and listen to them on cliffcentral.com or wherever you get your podcasts. But you've done some really interesting shows lately. I heard you talking to somebody just the other day about, you know, the kinds of things that businesses need to know about how cloud storage works and all of that kind of thing. We've discussed some of that before, but you've got a new product launch to tell us about, Wasabi. And you're not talking about that green stuff that you get with your sushi, right?
Well, hopefully it's as hot as that. Yes, Garrett, so I'm going through an exercise at the moment where we're just visiting all of our customers. And it's amazing how the same human behavior comes up everywhere we go. And one of the big problems, there's common sayings like, data is the new gold, et cetera, et cetera. But human behavior makes us do funny things. And one of the big problems is always how and where do we store our data? You know, there's people, everybody knows that they've got more data on their laptops than what they should. And if that laptop gets stolen, then they've got problems. Where do you then store it? Then you can go into your office and save it on the server somewhere, and you hope that's right. Backed up. I was at a customer last week where they said to me, no, they don't need any specialized backup. They just have an external hard drive and they copy everything onto there. And then you hope that the day when you want to retrieve that data, you can access it and it works and it's in the right format that you want it, et cetera, et cetera. And then from there, historically, people used to back up to tape. And now everything has sort of shifted online. But it's a problem that's not always easy to fix because there is just so much data available. If I take even in our own business in Catalytic, we can just generate data and copies, and everybody wants to make a backup and make sure that they've got something. And where do you store that and the risk of that? So for compliance, when you start going and you're talking about 5 years or 7 years, we have to store data. That's really, really a problem for businesses. Where do you put it so that you can easily access it, so that it's taken care of, so that somebody's looking after it and you're going to be able to access it whenever you need to. And that is where this long-term object storage solution, and that's typically in the cloud. Typically, people will go into AWS or Azure or something like that. And what we found in Wasabi is it's basically a specialist company. Their whole business or the whole company exists just to provide long-term storage. And it sort of buffers that problem where you can just go and at a really affordable rate, go and dump information that you don't want to sit. You don't want to sit in your environment that you access on a daily basis, because that's expensive and you need to take, you don't want to look after it. You just have a safe place where you can just, it's almost like a vault where you can just go dump it and leave it there. But the day when you need it, you've got access to it.
So Jaco, a lot of people will be worried about a couple of things. So first of all, you can buy as much storage as you need in the cloud, right? It's not like a limited thing. If you use thousands and thousands of gigs, which for some reason some companies obviously have enormous amounts of data, that's not a problem. And then obviously people talk about reliability, right? And the ability to access this easily, because it's all good and well to have some enormous file stuck on a cloud server somewhere, but when you need it, you need to be able to access it fairly easily, right?
And it's spot on there. And I think that's part of the problem of where do you dump it? I saw an article last week. There was a problem or a breach in Microsoft with their OneDrive. So in Microsoft, when you sign up, you get this cloud storage automatically. And again, there people think, well, because it's sitting there with a big international reputable a provider, you know the data will be okay. But if you go and look in, at the terms and conditions, they tell you they don't guarantee the data. So you always have to understand what's important data and where do you put it with somebody that specializes it, and ultimately you need a strategy where you can have sort of multiple instances of data. And again, you know, the if somebody says, you know, I'm in financial services or some kind of legal profession and I need to store data for 7 years, that becomes very, very expensive and difficult to manage.
All right. So, I mean, Billy says, oh my God, now I'm stressing about my data. Some people only realize too late. I was talking to a friend the other day, he had his laptop stolen and he hadn't backed anything up to the cloud. So even on an individual level, that is just a silly, silly move, right? You should be using these services.
And that's what I'm talking about, the human behavior. You know, like I take, in our own business, you know, we try and force the users to, save data onto the server, because at least from there, if it's in a central point, you can sort of control how you manage and back up the data and stuff like that. But human behavior, even me, when I'm working at home and I know I should be saving to the server, but it's just something quick, and I'm just saving it onto my laptop, and I know later on when I get to the office, I'll do it quickly, but then life happens and you don't do it. I was actually cleaning up my laptop over the weekend, and you know, it's something like 5 gigs worth of data that just sort of crept up on me, and then all of a sudden you go like, flip, I really need to save this and make sure, because if I lose this, the value it's going to really be costly. Oh, yeah. You know, time.
I'm just looking at mine now. I've got 169.2 gigs on this laptop in front of me now. That's a lot of important data.
And what happens if you lose that? What happens if that laptop gets stolen today?
Look, it's not like all of the stuff couldn't be, but I would lose documents that were important, invoices, templates. I would lose backup email, you know, which for businesses is really pretty important. So people don't think about this until it's too late. So everybody should be thinking very seriously about this right now.
Yaku, 100%. Me, myself, personally, I do have multiple backups. I know that I have Google Drive backing up stuff on my phone and my laptop. I have OneDrive backing up stuff on my phone and laptop. I even have Google Drive, OneDrive, and iCloud as well. I have 3 backups of every single device that I use, which I know, I feel like 90% of the world doesn't do that as well. But for businesses, with such strategies existing, like I'm implementing myself, what would you suggest, what sort of route would you suggest a business goes in terms of making backups of backups?
Oof. Well, if you're storing data into Google Drive or OneDrive or one of those services, or you're storing data there, you're not backing it up. From your perspective, you say, right, I'm making a backup of my phone and I'm sending it there. But you've got zero guarantee that in a month or two, when you're going to go and look for that data, that the data will be there. So like, for example, if there's a breach and data being the new gold, if you look at what's happening in the world, you're going to get attacks on the larger American or westernized companies. So if you're saving data into one of those locations, you're saving it there, you're not necessarily backing it up. You might go there in 3 months' time and it's not there, or not all of it's there. But like you say, you know, at least you've got multiple locations. You've got some form of a strategy. In business, we that's a responsibility, that because it's a regular menial task that you have to do. And in business, we like to abdicate that accountability to this IT guy that I talk about always. And people do what they know or what they believe is right. But I've discussed this on many of my shows, where if you're copying a set of your data, and let's say, for example, there was some form of virus or ransomware in that data, if you're copying it into one of even those locations that you spoke about, you're just copying it with you. So you might have a scenario where you restore data and then you're just restoring all of the bad stuff with it. So, and that's why you've got to have a clear and deliberate strategy around backing up, and then backing up and storing is two different things, because that's what I'm saying now.
This is also something that George brings up. He says, what about structured data? There's no point in storing metadata, file naming protocol, et cetera. It's a mess. Then it's meaningless, even if you back it up. Which is, I think, a good point, because some people go, oh, well, now I'm backed up, everything's fine. But it's all in an unstructured mess, and it's not like you're going to get it back in a meaningful way.
And that's exactly it. So if you look at the, not to get too technical, but the Wasabi offering, it's called about long-term object storage. So basically, you just go and meaningful to you there, and you've got a long period over which you can go and access that data. So we're talking about, for example, if you're a security company and you're backing up CCTV footage, as an example, you know, that gets big very, very quickly. You spoke about it earlier, you know, it's like petabytes of data. It's just large volumes of data. So you can go and store that there. And again, like I'm saying, that storage and backup, two different things. So you typically back up what's important to you, and then over time you then say, right, of what I backed up, what do I want to store on a long term basis, so that I know in 3 years' time or 5 years' time, when the auditors come or whoever, then I want to be able to go and access their data.
Right. Okay. You want to ask something else, Matt?
I have one last question quickly. And then I just want to find out, Yaku, what role does cybersecurity play in the backup of your data?
That's massive. So when you decide what your backup strategy is, as part of that, you then look at solutions. So one of the vendors that I've had on my show previously, if you look at somebody like Acronis, a large international player, part of what happens then when you back up, between your instances of backup, they talk about Chinese walls. So in other words, from the one backup to the next, there's no way to get from one instance of backup to the next, because you don't want bad actors infiltrating your backup and going and corrupting or infiltrating all of it. And then they talk about scanning that the data that you're backing up for untoward stuff that sits in your data. So it's a key part of the strategy. You know, your backup is only as good or valuable to you as the ability to retrieve that data. And again, you know, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the customers that we go and talk to, they back it up. You ask them, when is the last time that you took a copy of that backup and you restored it so you can actually see if it's working? And that's, so you've got this false sense of security. Oh, no, we're backing up. But the only time where it's valuable for you is if you can actually retrieve that data. And for that, you need to basically, on a regular basis, I'm talking monthly, quarterly or whatever, schedule time, retrieve the data, restore it into your environment, and then say, okay, right, does it look the same way as I expect it to look when I come into the office and work on a daily basis? So and that's where humans are typically bad at it, because it's discipline, and you've got to be vigilant about it and say, on a regular basis, I want to test and make sure that I know that my backup is actually working for me.
Yes.
Well, Yaku, for more information, and there are lots of people saying this is great advice for a Wednesday morning. Yes, it is. You can find more good advice by listening to Unbundled, and you can find all of that information on cliffcentral.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Yaku Voigt, thank you very much, sir. We will check in with you later.
Thank you, Mesh. I look forward to the scoreboard at the studio. Cliffcentral.com.